Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Just as soon as the submarine under repair in Thorson's Lagoon is ready to leave, another one is reported entering the harbor. When this news is relayed to Thorson, he abruptly drops everything and makes for the secret elevator connecting his study with the submarine dock. Even though it ended some embarrassing questions to his secretary, Sasha, about whom she was talking to in the garden the evening before. In the meantime, a naval pursuit unit consisting of a destroyer and three long-range bombers are crisscrossing every yard of ocean in the vicinity of Thorson's Island, looking for a trace of one of the unidentified submarines known to be operating in that area. While one of the reconnaissance planes is flying low over the island, its pilot picks up a heliograph message being flashed from the thick jungle growth. Just as the sender is about to give some important information about submarines, the signals stop, or rather, are stopped by a shot from the rifle of one of Thorson's guards, who noticed the heliograph signals at the same time as the Navy pilot.
No more signal, Boss Tom. You made a good shot.
Well, let's go in and find that Boy Scout sending signals from our island. I don't guess he'll send many more. Come on. You, Frank, go over to the left.
Si, boss.
And you, Vigay, you bear right. I'll go straight ahead.
Si, boss Tom.
Look, if either of you see anything move, shoot first. I'll ask the questions later.
Suppose we kill him, he don't answer them.
Well, ain't that too bad. Bull Thorson will feel so sorry. Listen, you guys, whoever's in there don't mean no good for us, see? And we don't want him around. Understand?
Si.
All right. Take it easy now. Got to cover this ground very carefully here.
I look very hard, boss. See everything.
Hey, look. Boss Tom, there be brown package.
Huh?
Brown package.
Where? Let me see it.
Here you be, boss. Here.
Oh, yeah. That's a knapsack. This must belong to the guy that came ashore when that lifeboat cracked up. Yeah, see, it's got salt stains all over the outside.
And what he got inside, boss?
Just some biscuit and clothes.
Padre de Dios. Look, must be a big fellow. That shirt big enough for you or me, Frank.
Leave that shirt alone. We gotta find the owner of this junk. Bull Thorson will certainly be delighted to meet him. Let's go, straight for that big tree where he was using the mirror for signaling.
Si, boss.
Hey, si, boss.
Don't make so much noise, Vigay. You sound like an elephant crashing through here.
Me okay, boss, Tom.
Yeah, I'll tell you when you're okay. Quiet.
Si.
Heavy the tree, boss. I go ahead. They're coming down the other side.
Yeah, good idea, Frank, but take it easy. If we only wounded that guy, he might be dangerous.
I go like snake. Don't even hear myself.
Listen to him. That guy might as well have a brass band. He's so quiet. Come on, Vigay. Let's make a break for it. If he hears us, he hears us. So yeah. What? Gee. Wait a minute. Take it easy now. There's the place where he was.
Boss, here the pieces of mirror.
Huh?
You hit it. That's why he stopped signaling.
Yeah, that's the mirror, all right. But where did he go?
Here, footprint, but no blood. Maybe only hit glass, miss man.
Well, that's almost impossible.
Could be, boss. See, here trail footprints go that way. Look, pull leaf off this tree, too.
Yeah, he did pull a leaf off the tree. Well, he's no woodsman or he wouldn't leave a trail so plainly marked.
Can follow easily.
Yeah, too easy. Wait a minute. Maybe he's setting up a trap for us. Keep that rifle cocked. Well, he was right out in the open here. If I'd have stayed up in that tree, I could have hit him easily.
Maybe he'd not go far.
Well, he can't get off the island anyway. They might get on, Vigay, but they won't get off.
Say, this very funny, boss Tom.
What?
See, trail ends right here. Go no place. Maybe he do get off island.
Maybe he do get. What do you? Don't be silly.
Maybe he get into airplane.
Yeah, that's a great idea, too. Get in the plane going 100 miles an hour.
Well, where'd he go then?
I don't know where he went, but I'll tell you, he's right near here somewhere.
Figure he don't like this, boss.
Hey,
I no see that way. You find him?
Yeah, we got his trail here.
Look, Frank. See? Trail come to here, then stop. Go no place. Just disappear. What do you think?
I gotta go someplace.
That's what I say. Where?
This no man you look for, Boss Tom.
No? Well, what is it? A killaloo bird?
No, boss. We go away from here fast. He be a zombie. Big taboo. He go away.
Oh, you're right, Big A. Trail come to middle of open place, then she go nowhere. It must be zombie.
Zombie.
Wait a minute.
No one stay here.
What kind of nonsense are you two spouting? Zombie's my foot.
No, boss Tom. This bad place. Very bad. Go right away now.
Come back here, you fools. Come back here. Hey, I'll kill the pair of you.
Bull Thorson was in the process of questioning his secretary, Sasha, trying to find out whom she was talking to in the garden. When the call came about a new submarine entering the harbor, Bull dashed to the secret elevator, leaving a very much worried secretary behind him.
I wonder what he knows, although he couldn't possibly have heard what was said out there. We were too far away from the house and we practically whispered.
Lil, it's me. Come here quick.
Jim, well, you're crazy to come here.
Never mind the compliments. I've got to talk to you.
Oh, you don't realize you're in danger. This place is heavily guarded. They have orders to shoot on sight, and they shoot to kill.
Yeah, I found out about that. They took a pot shot at me this afternoon.
Oh, Jim, did they hurt you? Are you wounded?
No, but it came awfully close. I was trying to signal a Navy plane with a mirror when someone shot it out of my hand.
Oh.
Or that guy was either awfully lucky or the dickens of a marksman.
Where did this happen?
Toward the point on the west side of the island.
It was probably Big Tom, the overseer of the guards, and some of his men. He's a dead shot, Jim.
Yeah, but I've caused him more trouble than he's caused us.
What do you mean?
Well, after the shot, I left a well-marked trail. And in the middle of an open clearing, I looped a rope over the branch of a tree, climbed up, and got away. Then the fun began.
Oh, they fell for that old trick?
Hook, line, and sinker. The natives got steamed up over zombies and taboos and took to the heels so fast, Lil, I almost fell out of the tree laughing, and Big Tom after them.
Nice going. If that story gets around among the natives, Bull will have plenty of trouble on his hands.
Well, I'll bet by now every one of them is looking up his good luck charms to keep the evil spirit away.
Seriously, Jim, I think you're a big eight to try such a lone hand game. The odds are too great. Someday one of these lugs will catch up with you, and it may be too bad.
Since when did you start thinking about the danger involved in a job? Don't kid me, Lil. You thrive on it.
Well, alongside you, I'm as safe as a baby in arms in this layout. Bull trusts me.
Yeah? The way he was giving you that cross-examination, I wouldn't say so.
Oh, he's just as easy to handle as any other man. I mean outside of you.
Look, Lil. You don't like the spot I'm in, but I don't like yours. That guy Thorson doesn't look like anybody's fool.
Don't you know yet that the stupid ones are hardest to handle? It's Bull's intellect and imagination that makes him such a sucker.
Tell me, Lil, where does that elevator lead to? How can I get
now,
up
there? Now, none of that, Jungle Jim Bradley. You're going to let me do this job my way and no other. You keep away from Thorson for now. Please, Jim.
When are you going to tell me all the things I should know about this bunch?
Well, in the first place, you know how I came down here.
Sure, I know that. But who's he tied up with? What foreign power gives the orders?
Now, don't be so impatient. I'm coming to that. Oh, somebody's coming. Here, you get out of here pronto. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow night. Same place in the garden. You be careful, Jim.
Okay, Lil. The same to yourself.
Senorita Sasha.
While Jim and Lil are interrupted when trying to pool their information about Bull Thorson's gang of spies and criminals, the Navy patrol plane is winging its way to a meeting with the destroyer, which is still hunting the disabled submarine, now safe in the lagoon on Thorson's Island.
Flight 16 reporting. Thompson calling. Flight 16 reporting. Thompson calling.
Okay, Flight 16. This is radio officer. Control 36. What do you want?
Get me the old man, but hurry.
Get him as soon as I can. He's off the bridge. I gotta find him first.
Don't lose time, pal. This is urgent.
Okay. Stand by, Flight 16. Commander Hughes. Hello, Thompson. What's up?
I've just sighted some sort of disaster, sir. A tremendous column of black smoke just beyond the horizon. North, northeast of my present position. Have I your permission to investigate, sir?
By all means. What can it be?
Well, it looks like a fire, sir. From undetermined source. Must be a ship.
Keep after it. I'll stay on the channel.
I'm going to step on it. Seems to be getting larger. And I just saw a flash of flame.
We've got your position. I'll change course. Disregard our first meeting place.
I think you'll be needed, sir. It's a fire, all right. By the volume of smoke, it must be an oil tanker.
Get closer for a more detailed report.
Yes, sir. I'm only a few thousand yards away now, sir.
Any further report, Thompson?
It's a tanker, sir. I'm coming up to her on the windward. She's low by the stern. I think she must have been torpedoed, sir. I'll drop down for a closer look. She has been both torpedoed and subject to an intense shell fire, sir. I've seen at least 20 hits, and a torpedo aft seems to have finished her. She's sinking by the stern. Oh, there she goes now, sir. But the sea is afire for almost a mile around.
Any survivors?
I haven't seen any yet. Wait, there's a lifeboat and a raft too, sir. They're moving toward a sheet of flame. You'll have to hurry, sir. I'm going to try a landing to see if I can help.
Can the destroyer and Navy patrol plane arrive in time to effect a rescue of the crew from the floating inferno? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.